Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, and we have a great program for you. But I'll tell you what, I want to acknowledge what happened in Kansas City on Wednesday at the Chiefs parade. And I think as most people know by now, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl in dramatic fashion. The entire city was just completely elated. And the victory parade was Wednesday. And I'll tell you what, the weather was literally perfect. Sunny, about 55 degrees at parade time. And after it was all over with and the crowd was breaking up, everyone was so happy. The crowd was breaking up and moving out, and then the unthinkable happened. Gunshots rang out, and suddenly a day of excitement, joy, pride, and celebration was instantly destroyed by the act of a few people with no regard for the rule of law or the value of human life. In seconds, it went from a joyful celebration of 1 million people to a crime scene with police tape everywhere. And let me say this, this does not represent my city. This is not who we are. But as usual, the actions of just a very few people stained an entire community. The outpouring of love and support has just been overwhelming. Thank you so much for your thoughts and your prayers. Please continue to pray for those affected by this horrible and senseless tragedy. And that's all we're going to talk about it. Okay, so let's move on. Now, I'd like to introduce to you my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me back in here today. And as always, want to provide great value for your listeners and be of service in any way that I can.
If you'd like to learn more about the services from Home Downsizing Solutions, reach out at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, we had lunch earlier this week, and we were talking about all of the things, all the services that are related to what you do. So obviously you are a real estate expert. You've been helping people for 25, 30 years. You buy the house as is. People can have the convenience of walking away. They get a fair price for their house without having to deal with all of the updates and repairs and all of those sort of things. But there's a lot more to it than that. And you can serve as an expert in that part of it, but you can also connect them with other proven and vetted resources.
That's correct, Steve. One thing that I've attempted to do for years, actually going back to 2008 when I created Home Downsizing Solutions, the entity, before I was, of course, buying houses, but I hadn't thought about the other related services that a person needs or wants to make that transition to a smaller house or apartment community easier. And so when I was working with people after 2008, they started mentioning these other types of services, like organizing their stuff, dealing with their stuff that they didn't care or want anymore, a good moving company to help them get from point A to point B, finding a senior community such as what you do in senior placement services, mm-hmm. as well as the real estate services, real estate side of the equation. And so that's really when I started working with finding these other services to connect people to. providing kind of a concierge type service, so that if a homeowner that was transitioning, or their family especially, wanted to get a parent or loved one into a senior community but really didn't know where to turn, we would do everything that we could to connect them with the right people and good people to help make that less stressful for them. So that's what I've always tried to do, have always tried to increase the value that we provide to people and be the best service that we can for people in those circumstances.
Well, and I'll tell you what, you talk about providing a value and creating a value. There's a lot more to it than just moving. Or, yeah, I mean, just I need to sell my house. You know, how do I go about that? But that's the tip of the iceberg because you just mentioned so many things. I remember I referred a lady to you. She had listened to us on the radio, but she sounded very clearly overwhelmed with, what am I going to do with? She literally said, what am I going to do with all my stuff? And I know you had talked to her, and then she just, I think she became kind of paralyzed with fear, kind of overwhelmed, and she didn't do anything, and she was in real trouble. She needed to move and downsize and move to senior living. As far as I know, I think she's still living in her house, and she's probably in kind of a difficult situation at this point. But she shut down because of feeling overwhelmed by all of the related services that would be required and all the related pieces and all the moving parts that go along with moving from your home to senior care community.
Correct. I think that happens a lot. I know that a lot of people tell me when I first meet with them, one of the reasons they haven't moved or made the transition is because I always hear I have all kinds of stuff and I have no idea what to do at this point.
Yep.
And they don't even know how to start or take that first step. And so we can certainly, you know, help with that, with organizing their things. Even the transition or even that initial stage of finding a place, knowing what's going to fit in their new place, even if they found a place to get to, mm-hmm. they have no idea as far as creating a floor plan of what's going to fit in their new place. And then, of course, going through what might be decades worth of their stuff, of finding the things that they want to keep, that they definitely want to keep, the things that they don't care about, and the things that they would like someone such as a family member or charity to have. And so those are all steps that need to be addressed and steps that we do our best to help people with.
That's right. And again, I know you do a great job. I know you've helped some people that I know and some folks that I had referred. You worked with a family member of our good friend, Patty Garrett, and they all just had these glowing reports of what a great job you did for them. And if you think about it, if it's kind of hard to relate to, but because I've lived in our house for about 17 years, but if we live there for another 20 or 30 years, even if the kids are all moved out, we're going to have a whole house full of stuff, and that's it's not a mansion, it's a decent sized home. And if you move into, say, you know, one of the independent living apartments that I've recently toured with some of my clients, they're like 900 square feet, maybe 1,000 square feet.
That's a large.
That's a big space. Mm-hmm. I've also toured recently with some clients in an assisted living community in that apartment, 300, 400, 500 square feet. So take this big house with 40 years of stuff in it and move to a 500 square foot assisted living apartment. How do you do that?
That's a big challenge that a lot of people have, is where do you even start with that? Maybe some of their furniture that they would love to take won't even fit.
Yeah, it's too big.
It's
too much.
Too big of furniture. So those are all things that have to be addressed and have to find a solution for.
And so, like you said, you can figure out, okay, this is what we have. This is where we're moving. Here's the floor plan. These things will fit. The rest of it will not. So then you have a decision of, do I sell it? Things are sentimental. You want to keep it in the family. The things that I want to sell, do they really have value? Or would I be better off maybe even donating them?
And then that's even a challenge too, of if a person wants to donate items, charities are very picky these days as far as what they will take, what they won't take, especially if you expect them to come and pick them up. You want to do a good thing with the things that you have that you can't keep, but it's almost a challenge, and sometimes very difficult to get those items to a charity so that some people can enjoy those things again.
And that's kind of amazing because I know they don't want junk, but a charity that needs help, that needs stuff, but they're being overly picky, I think sometimes, and I kind of get that, but it seems like sometimes that goes a little bit overboard. I know my wife and some of the other nurses got together and did a lot of this, and they had to move it all themselves, and they were just about shot. I don't know if they'll ever do that again. So that was a lot of work. But so if this is catching your attention, this is resonating with you, and you're like, wait a minute, this sounds like something I need to look into, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Home Downsizing Solutions will connect you to other related or complementary services to make your transition to senior living a smooth one at no extra charge. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. More of a statement, actually. Home Downsizing Solutions will connect you to other related and complementary services to make your transition to senior living a smooth one at no extra charge. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Ben, so I guess I just gave it away. So you are a resource to connect them to all of these related and complementary service. And that's part of that value add that you have, that you really, really strive to provide. You're not only helping them with the real estate part of this equation, but you're helping connect them to other trusted, quality, vetted providers.
That's correct, Steve. There's a lot of quote-unquote home buyers out there, or especially people that call themselves home buyers. And so for years, I've tried to differentiate Home Downsizing Solutions from those other home buyers by providing a lot of other value, by connecting those services with people that need those. All the things that we do, if a person wants to leave a bunch of stuff in the house and not have to worry about that, of course, we take care of that. So anything that we can do to make that transition easier, that's what we want to do to add value and to provide a better service to individuals.
Absolutely. And Ben is he's a veteran. This is a veteran-owned local service. Local company does a fantastic job. And he's truly going to do whatever the best is for you in your situation. And Ben, sometimes I know that you'll show them the options. You know, you can fix up your house and do all these repairs and updates and put it on the retail market, or you can sell it in an as-is condition for a fair price. But maybe it's better for them to go the retail market, and you'll let them know that as well.
Correct. One of the first things, actually, I think people would be surprised. One of the first things I always ask a seller is, why don't you just list this house with an agent?
Yeah.
Because that's an obvious question, especially these days with the market. And so I want to make sure that I am providing the best services by addressing that immediately so that it's not some surprise later on. And if the better solution is for a person to work with a traditional agent, then I'm happy to introduce them to a local agent that can be a better service to them in that manner.
Okay. And so there you go. Ben He just has a servant's heart. He wants to do the best for you. He has served our country. He is one of the finest people that you will meet. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or go online at homedownsizing.com. We're talking about taking a concierge type of an approach, a full service approach, not only to buy your house for a fair price, we can also connect you to other related services regarding moving your stuff, organizing your stuff, selling your stuff, placement services to find your next home in a senior care community, and even more than that. So, Ben, also understand that, again, trying to deliver value to your clients and to people who might be interested in this type of a service, you've created a very educational home downsizing report.
Correct. That's a weekly newsletter that is emailed weekly, obviously, that really just started that within the last month or so. But again, to provide value to individuals that are considering, whether they're considering downsizing or aging in place, staying in their house for as long as possible,
mm-hmm.
wanted to provide a way to deliver tips, tools, resources that anyone can utilize to be more educated when a person needs those services, or again, just to provide value to people. And so we started the newsletter, and you can sign up free for the newsletter at homedownsizingreport.com. And sometimes we do give freebies away as well for people that are signing up. So check that out, and you'll very possibly find some free information there, or some free items there.
Very good. Very good. And I know you also have a book. You've written a book called Home Downsizing Secrets. And do you still have that book available?
Yes, that's actually for free on the site as well.
Okay.
When a person signs up for the Home Downsizing Report, again, at homedownsizingreport.com, they will get a free copy of that book.
Okay. All right. Very good. And then the other thing that I really wanted to touch on today, because I think this is unique, I think it's a really exciting opportunity, is to mention to our audience, and this is a national audience now, if you love serving seniors, like I do and like a lot of other people do, and you would like to be involved in the real estate part of that equation. When you're serving seniors, there are a lot of different parts there, a lot of different needs that need to be served and addressed. But if you're interested in being involved in the real estate part of that equation, go to homedownsizing.com to learn more about a franchise opportunity with Home Downsizing Solutions. Tell us about that.
As you mentioned, that's we're always looking for individuals that want to serve seniors, that do a great job of doing that, but have always maybe in the back of their mind had an interest in the real estate aspect of that, mm-hmm. Dependent, no matter whether it's an agent or a person that wants to be able to provide the same services that we do, which is, of course, is buying the house, buying the real estate, to make that transition to senior living easier. We can certainly empower a person to kind of be in business, but not in business by themselves with the franchise model.
Yep.
And allow them to provide those services in their local communities with our help.
And so are there any particular states or regions that you're particularly interested in?
Right now, I'm focused on the Midwest in general.
Okay.
But certainly willing to talk to anyone that has an interest in this. And there are a few states that we're not going into at this time. But again, primarily, we can go in to most of the Midwest.
Yeah. Okay. And so here's what that looks like. So let's say you are a marketing person or an administrator, executive director, social services director. There are a lot of different roles, but someone in the business of serving seniors, but you also have an interest in the real estate market, and you have an interest in, you know, what if I kind of blend those two, my love for serving seniors and blend that with handling real estate transactions. Well, this, I think, is just an ideal opportunity to blend both of those together, own your own business. Ben can teach you the ropes, plug in the systems, and you're really running your own business of home downsizing solutions in your own city. In the Midwest is kind of the initial focus.
That's what our attempt is right now. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for coming in today. Great information as always.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. And hopefully we can be of value and of service to your listeners.
Excellent. Excellent. I know you will. And I know you are. All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so I'm going to shift gears here a little bit and talk about a very little known benefit. This kind of drives me crazy. There are, I don't know how many people, probably hundreds of thousands of people who would qualify for this benefit. And the vast majority, I would say 98% of them, have never heard of it. They don't know anything about it. It's certainly not advertised. It's just not known at all for the most part. So every time I sit down with one of my clients with Senior Care Consulting, one of the things that we always talk about is how to pay for the high cost of senior care. One of my first questions is, are you a veteran? Or was your husband a veteran? Or did you serve during wartime? We talk about this. And we open up that conversation. And so, I worked here recently with a very nice lady on behalf of her husband, and he was sitting right there at the table. He was the one that's going to be needing care, and he was participating in the conversation, and he knows his wife is getting super tired, and he knows that he needs some professional-level care at this point, and he's okay with moving to a senior care community to get that care. Just a great guy, having some major health issues and requiring that care. And so I looked at him and said, sir, are you a veteran? And he goes, yes, sir. And I said, well, let's talk about that. When did you serve? So we had this really nice conversation. Great guy. Great guy. And as it turns out, he served in Vietnam. And as it turns out, he served during a period of war. And as it turns out, he will qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit. So it just recently, I've just been running into all kinds of people who would qualify for this, and they've never heard about it. So every time that happens, I just feel like it's a little bit of a nudge, and I feel the nudge and the need to share the information with you, the listening audience, with Senior Care Live. So let's just go through this. It's a lot, but I'm just going to work right on through this. If you have questions, just reach out and let me know. I'll try to help any way I can. So the VA aid and attendance benefit is designed to provide financial assistance for veterans or the surviving spouse of a veteran for the high cost of senior care. You must require help with at least two activities of daily living. There's a service requirement and a financial criteria requirement. So let's jump into this. So the service and income requirement. So you must have served at least 90 consecutive days of active duty military, at least one of those days during a period of war. And I'm going to go over those date ranges here in just a minute. Not dishonorably discharged. I think most folks are honorably discharged, but there are other, you know, medical discharge. There are some other types of discharges, just not dishonorably discharged, which is the vast majority of our veterans. So that's the service part of it. At least 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one day during a period of war, and not dishonorably discharged. And then the income side of it, your income, your monthly income must be less than the cost of care. I'll give you a quick example right now. Your monthly income is $2,000 a month, and you're paying $5,000 a month for care. Well, your income is less than your cost of care. That would trigger the maximum benefit. And if you're paying for very much care at all, it's really, really, really easy to be paying more for care than your monthly income. You can have liquid assets. It doesn't include your house, the stuff in your house, or a vehicle. What does this sound similar to? It sounds similar to the Medicaid benefit, and actually this was based a lot on the Medicaid requirements. So liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, of less equal to or less than $155,356 or less, and that's the number for 2024, and that goes up a little bit every year. And then there's a three-year look back. Okay, and so that is that part of it. Now, you must require assistance with at least two activities of daily living. So they're going to be looking at, do you need help with bathing or taking a shower? Do you need help with getting dressed or undressed? Do you need help with your mobility? Or transferring. So do you need help, you know, walking a certain distance and someone to help walk with you and kind of, you know, steady you or hold your arm or whatever that might look like? Or maybe, you know, pushing you in the wheelchair. Okay, help with your mobility. And then transferring means if you need help moving from point A to point B. So out of your bed to your wheelchair or out of your bed to your walker or in and out of the bathroom, in and out of the shower, that would be transfer assistance. That's what they're looking for. That's considered an ADL, activity of daily living. Do you need help eating? Do you need help toileting? So these are the issues. Bathing, dressing, mobility and transferring, eating, and toileting. If you need help with at least two of those activities of daily living and you're paying someone to help you with those activities of daily living, that's what they're looking for. Now, as far as the official dates for that period of war, remember, at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one day during a period of war. Here they are. Most of my clients are from World War II and then the Korean conflict. Although, like I said, I just worked with a gentleman who served in Vietnam. So I'm working with more and more veterans that served in Vietnam. But like I said, you know, historically, the majority of them are from World War II and the Korean conflict. So World War II, December 7th, 1941, of course, all the way through December 31st, 1946. Then the Korean War, Korean conflict, June the 27th, 1950, all the way through January 31st, 1955. Now, the Vietnam War is August the 5th, 1964, through May the 7th, 1975. Now, in any of those date ranges or periods of war, you did not have to be in the theater of battle. You didn't have to handle or fire a rifle. You could have been stateside serving in a logistical or a support type of a role, just serving during a period of war. Now, there is one exception, and it's in the Vietnam War. If you had boots on the ground in Vietnam or you were stationed on a ship right outside of Vietnam, that period of war goes all the way back to February 28th, 1961. For all others that did not have boots on the ground, the Vietnam War official dates for that period of war. That starts at August the 5th, 64. Hopefully that makes sense. So going through some of this stuff on the radio sometimes doesn't translate very well. And then for an example of the impact of all of this and how beneficial it is, I'm going to have I did a video interview with a good friend of mine, Greg Hall, and he's going to post these things on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. But just look up Senior Care Consulting and Senior Care Live on Facebook, and you'll probably see that. But in one of the examples, and it's a very, very common basic example, this veteran without the aid and attendance benefit, his money lasts just a little over 3 years at the assisted living level of care. With the benefit, his money in the same exact example, same cost of assisted living, et cetera, his money will last for 7.3 years. So it really is a startling and dramatic example of how long that will help you stretch out your nest egg and stay in that assisted living level or stay and pay for your home care, whatever the case may be, for much, much, much longer. It really is beneficial and helpful. I would reach out to the national headquarters of the VFW. They happen to be headquartered right downtown in Kansas City, 816-968-1153. And that will take you to a veteran service officer that can help you qualify, help you with the application. They're free of charge, 816-968-1153 for assistance with that VA aid and attendance benefit. And I'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. So this last weekend, it was before the Super Bowl. It was the day before the Chiefs won their third Super Bowl in four tries in 5 years. Did I mention I cannot be more excited about the Chiefs? And let me say this. Steve Kuiker is no bandwagon fan. I had season tickets back in the days where it was not so happy. So I paid my dues as a fan. I've been through the dark ages. And when Patrick Mahomes exploded onto the scene and started just throwing the ball over the field, and I mean, I was literally, my mouth just dropped open. And I kept looking over at my wife. She's also a Denver Broncos fan. And so I kept saying, honey, do you see that? She's like, yeah, that kid's really good. And I'm like, but you don't understand. These things don't happen to the Chiefs, right? So, Sean, you guys had John Elway, and he was a beast. I mean, obviously, yeah. He was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why he's in the Hall of Fame. But the way Chiefs fans felt about John Elway is the same way we feel about Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
Broncos fans.
Yep.
We respect the heck out of the kid because he is super talented.
Yep.
And just at 28, he's a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But, man, I hate the guy.
Yeah, exactly. So we would get up or we would tie the game, and then Elway had the ball with 2 minutes. And I'm like, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
It was guaranteed.
Yeah.
And it's just like that game, San Francisco in overtime kicks a field goal. And I'm like, I swear to goodness, I knew we were going to go down and score. There was no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. Mahomes really put that team on his back. If
totally.
You look at the statistics, he was the leading rusher.
Mm-hmm.
He had over 300 yards passing. He definitely deserved the MVP.
Yeah, and he did. He was just like, okay, he willed that team over the victory line, and it was just spectacular. And I respected Elway to this day, but I hated that guy. But boy, that guy got it done, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
Anyway, we're still giddy around here, if you can't tell. But I did so. I got so far off the track, but last Saturday, again, the day before the Super Bowl, I did a presentation for a financial advisory firm. They're a wealth management company and a fiduciary, and they do everything right, and all they're great people. And so they wanted me to do a presentation to their for their clients, all the clients who were interested, and a lot of folks joined in on Zoom, and it was really good. But you know, we had talked about the different levels of care and the types of care and the costs. So I think a lot of people were caught a little bit off guard with the cost. So I thought, why don't I just do a quick review of that today? If you're driving your car, you might want to pull over so you don't wreck, because the costs are just they're high, and it just keeps getting higher and higher, as with everything. So if you move from your home to a place, okay, the first stop would be independent living. So that's really more of a lifestyle change where you're wanting to downsize and just simplify your life, have someone else do a little bit of the cooking for you, not have to worry about traditional home ownership issues like, you know, mowing and scooping snow and fixing, home repairs, all of this stuff, right? So that's independent living, an apartment with meals and transportation. You're looking at just kind of right down the middle, depending on the size of your apartment and how nice the place is. Probably about $3,500 a month to about $5,500 per month. And that's a pretty solid average. You might be able to find something a little less than that. You could definitely spend more than that, okay? But that should be kind of right down the middle for you. Then in that center lane, you have what is referred to as assisted living. And what that is, and I've talked about this many times on the program, it's a social model that can help you minimally or fully with those activities of daily living, such as bathing and dressing and grooming and using the restroom and getting dressed and taking the shower, and they distribute your medicine, they make all of your meals, provide all your snacks and hydration for you. Doctors make house calls. There's transportation out to see a specialist if needed. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. There is just a wealth of support right there. They can help with incontinence management to a point. So, I mean, there's a lot. Okay. It's not really medically based or focused, but that's a lot of help. That's generally referred to as assisted living. And basically, the two drivers of pricing would be the size of your apartment. So, a studio apartment is less than a one bedroom, is less than a two bedroom, as you would expect. And then, how much care do you need? So, if you need just a little bit of help, you will, generally speaking, pay less than if you need a tremendous amount of help and support and use a lot of resources and a lot of staffing hours and that sort of thing. A solid average for assisted living would be $6,000 to $8,000 per month. That's a solid average for you. Now, you might be able to get something a little bit less. Again, you could definitely spend more than that, for sure. But that's just a solid average for you. And then if you need long-term care, a lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home. I would say that the industry kind of hates that term because it comes with a lot of negative baggage and a really negative stereotype. But I would also remind everyone that they're so much better today than they were back in the day that they earned that negative stereotype. It's not even comparable anymore. Some places do a better job than others, et cetera, et cetera. But that's that long-term care level of care. It is a medical model. They provide everything that assisted living does, plus full medical care. They can provide wound care. They can care for someone who has a urinary catheter. They can provide diabetic management with insulin injections. They can provide pain management. They can help care for someone with a feeding tube. It goes on and on and on. So you have a couple of options. And I'll tell you what, space comes at a premium because the majority of the cost goes for the care, to pay for the care. So you can have a shared room, which means, yes, you do have a roommate. Now, your room in long-term care is really a bedroom type of a situation where you can take a nap there and sleep overnight, but it's really designed for you to be out and about and utilizing other parts of the building or the community throughout the day. That's kind of the design of it. So a shared room, solid average, $9,000 to $10,000 per month. And then a private room, again, really comes at a premium. I would say a solid number, $10,500 up to $15,000 per month. This last week, I priced one out at $16,000. You can definitely go over that, but that's a solid, solid average. If all of this seems overwhelming, that's because, frankly, it is. If you need help sorting through all of this, if you need help finding the right senior care community for you or a loved one, I would invite you to reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com, and we can help you make sense of all of this and find the best place available. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.